and welcome to another episode of Kara's podcast, Knowledge Base Live. I'm your host, Connor Lee, and this time we're going to be sharing our thoughts on 2022. And with me, I have the chair of the board, Larissa Kalin.
Morning.
So, Larissa, can you tell us a bit about yourself so that we can let members know a little bit more?
Yeah, I started my career in real estate in 1996, so 25 years ago. During that time, I have probably worked in many, well, I've worked in tons of the areas. I've done accounting, administration, managing, and then most recently, in the last 5 years, moved up to broker owner. My mother was a long time in real estate, so she kind of got me in the industry. And I feel excited to finally be a part of the board and maybe give something back to the industry.
Okay, so this is sort of like a family thing for you. It's not just like a, I wanted to do this. It's more of a long-term thing. That's awesome. And so what has been sort of like your favorite part about working in this industry so far? Has it been super exciting or?
I love how it's always changing. You know, you meet new people, you come across new situations, new challenges. You always have to adapt and move, and it keeps you on your toes.
Well, that's really good then, keeping you on your toes. Well, speaking of keeping you on your toes, since this one is sort of focusing more on the organization looking ahead and not looking back, we wanted to focus on the future of Kara. So talking about some potential changes and your thoughts on upcoming initiatives, maybe even a sneak peek at what's in store. So to start off here, members are continuing to face challenges in their day-to-day from various factors, you know, pandemic, that sort of a thing. One of them is also being the changes of technology. I've done some kind of digging and I found that realtors are actually starting to use and finding immense success in social media platforms. Of course, Facebook and stuff like that is there, but the biggest one is TikTok. And unlike other social media platforms, the popularity and consistency of these TikTok hashtags, like hashtag home for sale and hashtag luxury real estate, make it easier for people to reach those that are ready to buy. And with a billion active monthly users and a considerably more visual society, do you think that TikTok and social media can be the future of real estate?
I definitely think it could be a contributing factor. While looking at TikTok, the nice thing about it is from somebody's profile, you directly connect to the Instagram or the YouTube. I think the nice thing too about TikTok is it's a bit of a chance to show some of your personality. So maybe it's a blooper, a fun video, something that maybe makes you a little different or helps you connect with a consumer. As far as it maybe being the up and coming, I think over the last years, I've seen so many things come and go. This could be temporary, and then a new fad's going to come in and replace it. I think the most important thing for realtors is find the thing you're good at and stick to that one. We try to get involved in so many, and you spread yourself so thin, you're not really finding the platform you connect on. So I think for some of the newer, younger, maybe upcoming realtors, TikTok is a platform that they're comfortable with. And it's a great way to meet some of the younger consumers now coming in the market. This industry or tech changes so quick, I wouldn't say it's going to be the be-all and end-all of it.
Okay, so that means that you probably personally wouldn't use something like this yourself.
No, probably not.
Well then, if you are all right kind of divulging, is there a social media platform that you particularly use and, you know, prefer over the other?
I do use Facebook and Instagram and a bit of YouTube too. They're easy to link. So kind of when things came up, you could get things like Back at You Media. So then you could go in there, build posts, buy posts, and then it goes to all platforms.
Okay.
Instead of having to individually manage each one. So that's just kind of the way I've chosen to go.
Okay, and so social media management tools too, they might be good. So kind of moving on, getting a little bit more into the sales predictions for the year as well. Do you think that home sales are going to continue to rise in 2022, or do you think that they're going to level off?
I had an opportunity to go to GL Days in Edmonton, where we got to listen to some predictions from several different people. The indication is with a lot of industries committing to coming to Alberta and setting up, they believe that we're going to have an influx of people coming in. So the hope would be that the sales would continue. The problem I think that we're starting to see in certain markets is a lack of inventory.
Yes.
So I would love to see sales continue, but we have to get the listings. And I think when you look at the stats across boards, I think listings are down And that's becoming a challenge.
And with that as well, the average home price is still continuing to go up, even though the inventory is kind of staying about the same. In particular, in Alberta, the average home price as of November 2021 was around $430,000. Do you expect that to kind of stay the same, or do you expect that to go up as well this year?
If we continue to have a lack of inventory, I would definitely expect it to continue to go up.
And do you feel that the Canadian housing market in general, not just Alberta, needs to be making some drastic changes in order to make homes more affordable to Canadians?
Yeah, there are definitely pockets that I think are maybe a little out of control. I think it's really tough because we're all grouped as a whole. So I think it was Trudeau the other day that was going to say he's going to take away blind bidding. There are markets where there are some serious concerns about how things are going. And, you know, as a young consumer, how do you ever get into that if you don't have parental support or somebody to help you get into it? I don't think we can look at it as a whole. I would really like to see if they could start to look at our individual areas and maybe address those massively inflated markets like Toronto, BC, and not just pull us all together.
I think that's a good idea as well. And some of the highest outlooks for these anticipated sales in Canada, for some reason, I was anticipating with the influx of some of the weather this year that a lot of people would be moving more inland or wanting to. But a lot of the predictions seem to be around Atlantic Canada, like Moncton, Halifax, predicting average residential sales to increase by about 20%, some of them are even saying. So how come you think that that is? Why do you think that coastal regions are spiking as opposed to inland?
There would be a couple reasons. I think that for a long time, inland, we saw an influx of people out east coming in to get into the economy, to get better jobs, to make money. Maybe now with the economy slowing, they've kind of made what they need, and now they're heading back home. I think to these areas, there's a little bit more affordable housing as well. And definitely when you compare West Coast, very expensive.
Right.
And so if you want to live on a coast and you compare west to east, east is definitely more affordable.
That's for sure. And so I guess kind of moving out of the industry then and back to CARA as a whole, what are some new things that the organization has planned for members? Can you let us in on some of those secrets?
Well, Century's Key initial launch didn't go as planned. Based on direct feedback from members, the board, along with Pillar 9, are committed to improving this feature and layout with a 2022 release date after beta testing groups have approved. The best recommendation to submit suggestions and features to Pillar 9. The other thing I know is that the board is working on making a new member orientation course. It's still in the works, but for the new members, I hope it will really help set realtors up for success and understand the tools and get a good standing coming into the industry.
And hopefully we're going to be doing it in person because we feel that that's going to have the biggest impact for members as well. I also wanted to ask, the board has made the decision to move ahead with AutoPay. Can you tell me why the board made that decision and why they felt that it was an important one to make for the upcoming year?
Well, I do sit on the finance committee as well. Monthly we meet and we go over everything. And I think we realize the administration that has to go into following up with people who haven't paid their accounts.
Okay.
And it's a monthly thing. Even talking to some of the members, you get the comment like, oh, I forgot. Or I forget, you know, I just need to go in there and set up on AutoPay. But, you know, it's just not my top priority. So I think while looking at it and even some feedback from different people, we just feel as to streamline the process. One last thing to think about, one last thing to worry about. The whole world's going AutoPay, Netflix, everything you have. So it just seems like the natural progression to go.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well. With all of these subscription services, it makes sense to just put, you know, one more into the pile sort of thing. And so I guess to finish on an encouraging note, if you could say one piece of advice to any new upcoming realtor, what advice would you give them right now?
Find a strong office and a team that you can rely on and count to. You're going to need their support to figure out how to navigate. Don't be afraid to ask questions. There's no embarrassing questions. I mean, the things we run into daily changes all the time. It gets very overwhelming. You want to come in, you want to do this list presentation and get on Facebook and maybe TikTok and do all these things. I think it's really important to introduce one thing, get good at it, become strong at it, focus on it, and then move to another. Otherwise, you tend to get too many balls in the air and you're not really doing very well at any of them.
Okay, so don't spread yourself too thin. Pick one thing and just drive it home for the first bit. That's awesome. That's a great piece of advice. Well, thank you for taking the time to come chat with me today, Larissa. We appreciate the words and we're actually looking forward to working with you in a brighter 2022. Thank you for joining me once again and for everyone else listening. Remember to keep calm and care on.